Welcome to another episode of the Smiles Ahead podcast, community style, one of our favorite type that brings somebody in from the community and talk about how they make our community smile. And Craig's Roots Cafe is no different. Thanks for joining us today, my man.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, y'all are just right around the corner, so we were very excited when y'all wanted to jump on here. But I always start by just asking, yeah, what's your story? How did y'all get started and all that good stuff? A little bit about Roots Cafe. And
yeah, the cafe is actually sort of the third phase of Roots. We started as a food truck in 2011, a little 7x10 trailer that we parked at the corner of 3rd and Tryon when it used to be a parking lot.
Yep.
Now there's a giant building there. And then from there, we sort of got into, we had 3 food trucks at one point that we were running, and then we got into catering, and we were just doing a bunch of weddings and corporate things, stuff like that. And then in 2017, the space where the cafe is happened to open up, and I happened to be driving by sort of right around the time the sign was going up, and I called, and we put in an offer on the lease, and we're the ones who got it. So from there, a whole separate brand was built into the Roots family. Yeah. We stopped doing food trucks around 2015. So really now it's our full-service catering company, which is still just right down the road. We're off of Clanton Road in South Tryon, South End Business Park. And then we have our cafe, which is right over here in South End. Nice. And both places stay nice and busy and continue to support each other. We're only about a mile away from each other, so nice. That helps out a lot. And yeah, that's kind of the history of Roots here in Charlotte. We're looking to hopefully expand the cafe at some point. Get it to be a little bit bigger because we are in around 1,100 square feet.
Okay.
And the kitchen that we have there is smaller than any food truck we've ever worked on.
Oh, really? So, okay. Yeah. Okay. So you have to get creative.
Very, very creative. Well, a lot of small equipment in there.
Yeah. Well, I assume starting with food trucks, I wouldn't use unpredictability part of it, but it just helps you learn how to what people want. Think on your feet. Is that kind of a good place that you started that's given you an advantage to start in the brick and mortar?
Yeah, I would say that unpredictability is a really solid word to use for the
I always
world.
Thought about that. Yeah, yeah.
It was, we chose a model where we were changing our menu almost daily.
Okay.
Based on kind of what we had in house, what ingredients we got, from local farms, things like that. So we were kind of at an advantage where we weren't sort of stuck to one type of cuisine. We weren't just making pizzas or just making wraps or french fries or whatever it is. We had the freedom to do kind of anything we wanted to, which really allowed us to gauge what the Charlotte market wanted to eat at that time of the year, day, month, whatever it was. So if we woke up and it was kind of chilly and rainy on a April day that is usually 80 degrees, we could make chili that morning and take it out there and probably sell out of it.
Right.
But the unpredictability of, is it going to rain today? Are our pipes going to freeze in the food truck?
Yeah.
Or are we going to have a propane issue? Are we going to get there and our spot's going to be blocked for some reason? Is there going to be a delivery happening? We can't get into the parking lot. Is there going to be some other event that's pulling everybody away from what we're trying to do and just take all of the business for that day? That was kind of the main reason why I got out of the food truck scene was that I was just as much of a maintenance person as I was a chef at that point. So I was just chasing problems the whole time.
Yeah.
And I remember in 2014, we went through a period in June where I think it rained for 30 days straight.
That'll be tough for a food truck.
Yeah. And yeah, so we were every day, we were just losing money. And the hard part about having a food truck was if you do all your business on kind of 1 or 2 days a week, and you lose that one day, your whole week is kind of done.
Shot. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. And I kind of like the progression that you took in terms of starting that. Now, you have a big background in culinary, correct? Personally.
Yeah, I'm a chef by trade.
Okay.
And then forced to be a business person.
Okay.
By way of owning.
Well, it sounds like you have a entrepreneurial spirit to you. I mean, nobody starts a food truck, has three of them, goes to a brick and mortar in one of the more competitive places in Charlotte and does well.
It runs in my family. My grandfather started a machine shop in Rockville, Maryland, after he got out of the army, and primarily repairing Model T and Model A engines. And then my dad took it over. That shop has been running since 1962.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you've seen it, you grew up with it.
And so I remember I was working at a country club here in Charlotte, and sort of classic sort of bigger food service operation. Eventually I was being asked to do a lot more and wear a lot more hats for exactly the same pay. I remember talking to my dad about it, and I was walking into a Marshall's to buy a button down shirt and a tie because I was being asked to do some front of house managing, and I was a sous chef.
Right.
Yeah. The country club. I was like, I don't even have the clothes for this.
Right. Yeah.
So I was talking to him about it while I was doing that. He was like, listen, you're not going to be happy until you're doing your own thing. So
yeah.
He's like, if you're going to do it, you either have to do it now.
Yeah.
When you're not married, you don't have kids, or you're going to have to wait till you retire.
Yeah. Yeah. So right. Like, so life happens, and all of a sudden you look up and you just never did it.
So he was like, do it now. He's like, it's kind of now or never. And so that's what we did.
It's cool. Well, back to roots, I know you said 2017, you just kind of drove by and saw that space, but obviously you'd been thinking about that for a little bit of time. And I know with our orthodontic practices, what I did before we opened a number of them is kind of went to mentors, maybe in Columbia, different towns, and looked at their operations. Did you have any inspiration, or how did the whole idea of going brick and mortar and being like, this is what I'm going to do, this is the direction I'm going? Because I assume that it was a lot.
Yeah, so it was mostly the idea for, or choosing the site was really location driven, and it was really just that random opportunity that sort of fell in my lap. Yeah. What was my girlfriend at the time, which is now my wife, we would meet for lunch at that spot. It used to be a restaurant called Cluck and Cup.
Okay.
And whenever we were there, we would sit there and just be like, man, this is a good, good location.
Yeah.
It's tucked one street back off of South Boulevard. It's cozy. It doesn't feel like it's crazy busy, like outside, even though it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And I always said, like, man, if this space ever became available, I think I would jump on it. It's small. It's easy to manage. It's a really good sort of, call it a training wheels restaurant.
Yeah, that's cool.
And there was a vet next door, South End Vet, which is now just down the road here.
Mm-hmm.
I was taking one of our dogs to the vet, and that's when I noticed the sign.
Oh,
and so that's sort of how the whole Roots Cafe got initiated, was that exact location was available. And then to figure out what it was going to look like, since I hadn't opened a restaurant before and since I only had food trucks and our catering company, we go to these beautiful venues that are already set up. So we don't have to do anything except provide really great food and displays and service. So we went to my wife's sister lives in New York City, and then I had a buddy who used to be one of our chefs who lived in Brooklyn, and we went up there for like 4 days and just went to every single coffee shop and cafe that we possibly could.
Yeah.
And gleaned as much information from each of those that we could, took pictures, and really just made notes of all the things we liked, all the things we didn't like, and then tried to implement it down here in Charlotte.
Super cool way to do it. Now, for our audience, going into Roots Cafe, if they haven't been there, what's the feel? What's the expectation food-wise? What was y'all's vision, and how is it? What would they expect going into Roots?
Roots Cafe is, it's breakfast, lunch, Monday, well, every day. Breakfast and lunch every day. Both served all day. You order at the counter, walk in, order at the counter, then get your table. If you go get your table first and then get in line, you're probably going to be told to get up because there's going to be people waiting.
Got
to
learn
it.
The process, yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'll get a number. It's sort of, it's full service slash limited service. Once you get a number and sit down, one of our servers is going to bring you your food. They're going to bring you water. They're going to bring you silverware. They're going to check on you, see if you want anything else, see how everything was, clear your plates. So once you stood in line and ordered your food, then it sort of becomes full service after that.
Okay.
Cool. Which works out really well for us. You can expect the menu to change every few months or so. Cool.
Is that for like local source stuff or just what's in season?
Yeah,
or?
Mainly seasonality. Okay. Seasonality. And we use a company called Freshlist. And they send us a list every week, or they send out to, there's a lot of restaurants in town who use Freshlist. They send out a list every week of all the locally sourced produce and jams, jellies, oils, some meats. Like their list is ever growing with local producers. And we sort of base our menu for the next couple of months on their list of what we can get from them, what's going to be available seasonally, and that kind of thing. And that's how we change our menu. There's always going to be some things that stay on the menu that we sort of get in trouble by our clients if we remove.
Crowd favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then we also have a rotating kind of small plates menu that we do on Thursdays and Fridays from 5 to 10. So we're open Thursdays and Fridays all day. Then we reopen 5 to 10 with a really nice cocktail menu. Our bar manager, her name's Savannah, is super talented. She has a culinary background. But is passionate about her craft of making really, really good cocktails and drinks. And she's super good at it, so we wanted to showcase that.
Right.
And so we elevated our wine list, so we have really, really nice wines you can get. Cool. We have really great bourbons, really great gins, and then on top of it, we have her cocktail menu that's available Thursdays and Fridays. And then to go with that, we usually run 2 or 3 specials that are for small plates on those nights as well. So you can expect a little bit of everything when you go to the cafe, depending on when you go.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. I was going to tell the audience, I can personally say I've been for breakfast many times and had fantastic food, fantastic coffee. But definitely want to try out that dinner Thursday or Friday.
Yeah,
cool drinks.
Call it cafe after hours. So.
Cafe after hours, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And y'all... Yeah, being a community podcast here, you see a lot of the same faces in there. Is it a lot of local people or just a lot of traffic in there? And
it's a lot during the week and on the weekends. Really, it's a lot of regulars.
Yeah,
we have a coffee subscription program. So you pay monthly, and
that's awesome.
You can just basically come in and get whatever you want as far as coffee goes. And we have a good. We probably have 30 or 40 people who are on the subscription, so we see those people almost every day.
Yeah.
And then we have people who come in and will work and order food and have meetings there on a really regular basis. And then on the weekends, it seems like South End sort of just lines up at the door try to find a seat, but we're really, really small. So like I said, hopefully expansion is coming soon, but currently you got to either come early or come late
Yeah.
We're good. Well, that shows that it's good. You know, a lot of people are liking it. And I won't keep you too much longer, but I always like to ask people working in the industry, you know, chef by trade, do you still like to be part of the cooking part of it, the chefing part, or are you more on the business part? Do you have a favorite thing that, that you do personally?
Cooking is my favorite thing.
Your thing. Okay. Yeah, so I would still chef by trade. Yeah. If you could just do that.
I could just be the highest paid line cook
at
Roots, that's what I would do.
We see that a lot in the dentist and orthodontic, you know, business. You learn all this trade to do the teeth part, and then you have to learn the business part.
By necessity.
By necessity. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Well, we really appreciate you coming on. So everyone go check out Roots Cafe. They're right here in South End. As Craig was saying, they're open 7 days a week. And then even Thursday and Friday, they have some after hours cafe stuff with some awesome drinks and food. So really excited to test that out. And thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you next time for another episode of the Smiles Ahead podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Smiles Ahead podcast powered by Burrow, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics. Be sure to leave a rating, hit that subscribe button, and if you have more questions, you can reach out to me directly at sam@bwcortho.com. That's sam@bwcortho.com. You can also visit our website, bwcortho.com, and we will be happy to answer any questions you might have.